For today's GeoQuiz, we're searching for one of the lowest points on the surface of the Earth. If you were to stand on the banks of this inland sea, you'd already be at 1,400 feet below sea level. The body of water itself is salty, nearly 10 times saltier than ocean water, so it's sometimes called the salt sea. The high concentration of salt and minerals like magnesium make good ingredients in cosmetics, but marine life doesn't coexist too well with them. There are no fish, not even water lilies, can survive there. So imagine the surprise when a team of divers discovered freshwater springs at the bottom of the sea. They then discovered an abundance of very small plants that seemed to thrive in this unwelcoming environment. So name this inland sea that sits between Israel and Jordan. We'll talk with one of the marine scientists when we reveal the answer in just a minute. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our GeoQuiz sent us searching for the Salt Sea. That's a nickname for one of the world's saltiest bodies of water. The high salinity prevents any fish or aquatic plants from growing. At least that's what the scientific consensus was until biologist Danny Ionescu made a discovery. Dr. Ionescu is a researcher with the Max Planck Institute for Marine Microbiology in Germany. Dr. Ionescu introduced us to the Salty Sea that divides Israel and Jordan. What is its more common name?
So I'm very happy you chose the Israeli name for the sea, for the lake, and call it Salty Sea and not the Dead Sea, because obviously this is a very live and active water body.
So Dead Sea is the way it's more commonly known. And tell us, I mean, the name Dead Sea, is it really accurate? Is it so salty that it extinguishes all marine life?
Well, it's a matter of perspective. It is dead if you're coming there for your fishing vacation or you're trying to look for higher organisms. However, definitely the term Dead Sea is irrelevant when you're talking about microorganisms.
So tell us what your research has discovered then.
So my research starts with underwater freshwater springs found in the northern basin of the Dead Sea in the area of Wadi Dragot. And we know that when the Dead Sea is diluted due to floods or heavy rains, we do have blooms of salt-loving organisms on the surface of the Dead Sea. And we wondered, why wouldn't we have hotspots for microbial life or life in general in the area of these submarine springs? And we went looking for life in that area, and we were surprised to find highly abundant microbial life, actual biofilms that one can see with the naked eye, and that is very surprising and has not been previously described from the Dead Sea.
Tell us about some of these life forms. What do they look like? What did you see?
It's very simple to describe. Whenever you go to another water body and you see slimy green stuff on rocks, that is pure microbiology, and that is what we find in the Dead Sea. It doesn't sound very exciting when you come across it in a regular water body, but when you find it in the Dead Sea, this is very interesting and very exciting. And when we look at these organisms, we find photosynthetic organisms that thrive at very high salinities, at very, very low light intensities, 20, 30 meters down under the Dead Sea.
Now, I've been swimming in the Dead Sea, and it's so buoyant that it's hard to get your head even below water. Does that make diving and doing your research down to about 100 feet difficult?
True. Diving in the Dead Sea is very challenging, and mainly because of the extreme buoyancy, as you've mentioned. We need to take about 90 pounds of weights per diver, depending on our physical structure, just to get under. And this is not only heavy, but this gets quite difficult to get into the water because whoever gets to the shores of the Dead Sea is quite familiar with the muddy sediments near the shore. And you very often found yourself sinking down to your waist in mud with all that weight, and that gets it even more difficult.
Well, that mud is also one of the key factors for all the health spas along the shores of the Dead Sea. I guess you go to the Dead Sea to do research. You've got to be coming out of there healthier than when you go in, right?
Well, depends how you define healthy. We come out pretty bruised and irritated, and yeah, it's not very fun at the end.
Danny Ionescu with the Microsensor Group at the Max Planck Institute for Marine Microbiology in Germany. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Marco.